This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I'm the only Christian that went after him publicly.
And that blew my mind because I listened to Ben Shapiro on Joe Rogan.
You know, from a Jewish point of view, where we don't believe in the divinity of Christ, I think that there you can make an argument that the Gospels, which were written...
He was just a prophet.
No. We don't even believe he was a prophet.
What do you think he was? What do you guys think he was?
What do I think he was historically? I think he was a Jew who tried to lead a revolt against the Romans and got killed for his trouble, just like a lot of other Jews at that time who were crucified for trying to lead revolts against the Roman and got killed for their trouble.
Talk about how Jesus Christ was a common criminal and was killed for rebelling against Rome, which is this insane statement. And then my Muslim friend would say, Jesus, peace be upon him. And I was like, huh. That kind of made it through the programming.
And that goes into my question. Do you get offended when we say, Jesus, peace be upon him? That, you know, when I tell you, I'm very proud and excited to say I love Jesus. Obviously, we can get the elephant out of the room. You know the difference. We don't believe he's God. Okay, we can agree to disagree on something. But, I mean, we love him. We love his blessed mother.
I understand. I've tried to tell Christians, Muslims, love and respect Jesus, not as the Son of God as we do, but they love and respect him. But Jews will spit on the ground when you say his name.
That is the godly thing to do. We respect one another.
The godly thing to do is to kill you.
The godly thing is to kill me.
That's right. That's what the Torah says.
The Torah says to kill us.
The Torah says that people who worship idols such as yourself, when there is a Sanhedrin,
to kill us.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what the Torah says.
So we know how the Jewish people feel about Christians, yes? That you discriminate against Christians.
Christians are idol worshippers.
You discriminate against Christians.
The Torah says that Christianity is idol worship.
Let me...
That's you.
I'm a Jewish and I'm the blessed one. You are the curse, you understand?
Why are you defending the people that will spit when you say Jesus and then hating the people who say, I love Jesus? It doesn't make sense to me.
That's such a strange relationship. In this video also, he talks about Ben Shapiro. I don't know if you've heard of him, Ben Shapiro.
I call him Blaspheming Ben. You know why? Because I went after him a couple years ago. I'm the only Christian that went after him publicly because he said that Jesus was a criminal, a revolutionary who deserved to be crucified.
Wow.
And I went after him and I called him a blasphemer. And now whenever I talk about him, I always call him Blaspheming Ben. But do you know somebody who used to work at Breitbart News, which was started by Netanyahu?
It was. Wow. I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. Yes. Andrew Breitbart worked closely with Netanyahu to start Breitbart News. But a man who worked at Breitbart News said recently that when he worked at Breitbart, he saw Israeli Mossad agents delivering information to Ben Shapiro to put out in his videos.
Out of this world.
So Shapiro is, whether he's paid or not paid, he is an Israeli intelligence asset. He's an operative. There's one thing I want to add, because I don't, if you got to close, I'll be quiet.
No, go ahead. No, keep going. Keep going. Show, yeah, so. I want to just respect your time. Go ahead.
Well, okay, it's your show. I don't want to take over.
Keep
your
going.
Show,
no, okay? Keep going. I mean, I'm really enjoying talking with you.
Okay, you mentioned earlier anti-Semitism. What is anti-Semitism? I refuse to use the word anymore. Once I figured it out, I don't say it anymore.
Is dissent expressed in the United States against policies of the Israeli government? People here are called anti-Semitic. What is your response to that as an Israeli Jew?
Well, it's a trick. We always use it. When from Europe somebody is criticizing Israel, then we bring up the Holocaust. When in this country people are criticizing Israel, then they are anti-Semitic. And the organization is strong and has a lot of money. And the ties between Israel and the American Jewish establishment are very strong, and they are strong in this country. As you know, they have power, which it's okay. They are talented people, and they have power, money, and media, and other things. And their attitude is Israel, my country, right or wrong, the identification. And they are not ready to hear criticism.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I'm Dr. Rania Awad, and I'm so excited to be here at the Dean Center, mashallah, which is under renovation. And I can't wait to see what's going to come. Inshallah, there's going to be a Dawah Center, there's a masjid, there's a school, an Islamic school, a gym, and what we hope, inshallah, will also have a mental health part of this center as well, inshallah. So I'm asking you to please make sure that you support this effort. Inshallah, I really hope that it spreads and really the knowledge of Islam and people get to know more about Muslims and Islam through this effort.